This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Grimm in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the Big Ten Football Media Days get underway today. Just west of here in Los Angeles last night, the Twins and Dodgers hooked up to play a good ball game. It came right down to the final out. Minnesota shortstop Carlos Correa was the tying run at the plate, two outs, ninth inning.
The pitch swung on and hit high in the air to center field. Outman to the base of the wall in center, leaps up and makes the catch at the top of the wall. James Outman leaped at the top of the wall and pulled that ball down from just over the 395 sign in center field.
That's Chris Atterbury on Twins Radio describing that final out. Here's manager Rocco Baldelli, who was surprised the ball did not leave the ballpark.
Actually, yes, and I'm not just saying that to be on the positive side of things. He crushed that ball, and I'm not really sure how it didn't go out of the ballpark. I'm not really sure. That's not a pretty hard hit ball. That ball is tattooed, and he hit it at a, you know, right around the perfect trajectory to get out of the ballpark. To answer you, yeah, I think we were pretty surprised. I think everyone on our side of the field is surprised.
The final 5-2, same two teams tonight. Basketball, the Lynx return to action tonight with a home game against Chicago. Minnesota star Nafisa Collier was the All-Star Game MVP on Saturday. She says things couldn't have gone better in Indianapolis.
Really, no. Honestly, I feel like between the Stud Buds and us winning, it was all about the Lynx this weekend.
Tip-off tonight is 7 o'clock at the Target Center. And in football, Vikings veteran players are reporting to training camp today in Eagan. They officially have their first full squad workout tomorrow at team headquarters. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. From Las Vegas, this is M&N Sports.